Demeter. The next of Cronus' children to be apportioned her divine duties was Demeter. Hair the colour of ripe wheat, skin like cream, and eyes bluer than cornflowers, she was as richly, dreamily beautiful as any of the goddesses, except perhaps, well, the question of who was the most beautiful goddess will turn out to be the most vexed, thorny, and ultimately cataclysmic one ever asked. So lovely was Demeter that she attracted the unwanted attention of her brothers Zeus and Poseidon. To avoid Poseidon, she transformed herself into a mare, and to chase her, he turned into a stallion. The issue of that union was a colt, Arion, who grew into an immortal horse, magically endowed with the power of speech. Not to be confused with Arion the singer-songwriter. By Zeus, Demeter had a daughter, Persephone, whose story comes along later. Zeus gave Demeter responsibility for the harvest, and with it sovereignty over growth, fertility, and the seasons. Her Roman name was Ceres, from which we get our word cereal. Demeter is often translated as barley mother or corn mother, although it is now thought more likely that it originally signified earth mother, showing just how thoroughly Zeus's generation of gods had wrested the reins from Gaia. Like Hestia, Demeter is one of the divinities less clear in our minds today as a personality than others of her passionate and charismatic family. But as with Hestia, her domain was of paramount importance to the Greeks. Shrines and cults dedicated to her far outlasted those devoted to the more superficially glamorous gods. The one great story devoted to Demeter, her daughter, and the god Hades is as beautiful as it is dramatic, far-reaching, and true.